Good afternoon. We continue to track a cold front our way from central New York. Clouds will continue to dominate and rain showers will be common. Rain showers will last for a couple of hours before ending across the region from west to east, with the progress of the front eventually through New England and off the eastern seaboard. The trend late this afternoon will be toward drying things out from west to east, and temperatures, while topping out in the lower to mid-60s, will begin to slide as the wind flips around from the south to the west behind the front.
Temperatures will drop down into the 30s to around 40 as skies clear out tonight, and this will leave us with a new area of high pressure and gorgeous sunshine for the day tomorrow. A little bit of a chill in the air in the morning and even into the afternoon as highs remain in the middle to upper 50s despite full sunshine. That high will be overhead on Saturday morning with a widespread frost, then sunny skies will carry us into the lower 60s in the afternoon, and it'll stay mild in the upper 60s with a decent amount of sunshine on Sunday. The next front will approach with some showers on Monday, still in the mid-60s though, upper 60s on Tuesday with another chance of showers and maybe even a thunderstorm on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, widespread flooding continues in almost all of eastern North Carolina and part of southern Virginia in the wake of Matthew. Flood warnings will continue into the weekend as runoff will keep many rivers in major flood stage with record high water levels in some communities. Meanwhile, the focus is shifting to the west, where a Pacific system will move onshore over the Pacific Northwest and Northern California this evening into tomorrow. Moisture ahead of the system will produce rain along the coast and spread inland into the northern intermountain region. The rain will be heavy at times, and in some cases, 6 to 12 inches of rain is possible. Flood watches have been issued in these locations. Strong, gusty winds will also accompany this storm.
And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Major Hurricane Nicole, located about 10 miles east of Bermuda. Nicole is moving toward the northeast near 16 miles per hour. A northeastward motion at a faster forward speed is expected during the next day or so. On the forecast track, the center of Nicole will move away from Bermuda this afternoon. Maximum sustained winds are near 120 miles with higher gusts. Nicole is a Category 3 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. Gradual weakening is forecast during the next couple of days. Nicole is a large hurricane. Hurricane force winds extend outward of up to 70 miles from the center, and tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 185 miles. An automated surface station on Pearl Island in Bermuda recently measured a sustained wind of 87 miles per hour with a gust up to 119 miles per hour. The winds have subsided temporarily as the eye moves overhead.
For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds near 70, Boston increasing clouds with showers later this afternoon in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo, showers ending with increasing sun and temperatures falling into the mid-50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 61 degrees, the average low, 40, the record high, 81, set in 1930, and the record low, 24, in 1981. Sunrise this morning, 7:07 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:15 p.m. 11 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds and breezy with showers likely today and highs around 60. Clearing tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine fading behind increasing clouds today with showers this afternoon and highs in the lower 70s. Clouds this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds with showers likely today and highs in the lower 60s. Clearing tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine during the day today with showers mainly this afternoon with highs right around 70. Clouds this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the upper 30s to around 40. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing and thickening clouds today with showers likely and highs in the middle 60s. Clearing out tonight with lows right around 40 degrees. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine, seasonably cool in the 50s, sunny on Saturday in the lower 60s. Increasing clouds Sunday, but milder in the upper 60s. A chance of showers Monday in the mid-60s, back to near 70 on Tuesday with a mix of sun and clouds, and another chance of a shower or a thunderstorm on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.